I am here at the 131st Annual American Seed Trade or Association's annual meeting here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And Jim Swigert is here with me, and he is the founder of Fuse. And they just had their breakout session with some of the young people and did a lot of team building leadership opportunities for the industry. First of all, tell me a little bit about how the organization and you got to play together.
Sure. I love telling the story. I attended my first American Seed Trade Association event in 2003. It was the December meeting. It's called the CSS in Chicago. And I attended the meeting, and I didn't see any other young people. I was 23 at the time. And I was really kind of lamenting the fact that there wasn't a good way for new people in the business to get to know each other. And I was at a retirement party for a seed industry professional and was sharing this frustration or concern with a gentleman at the bar before the reception started. And it happened to be the then chairman of ASTA, Don Wortman. And his comment to me was, I still remember it today, he said, "Well, why don't you do something about it?" And really, he was issuing me a challenge that if I didn't feel welcome into the association, that other people probably didn't as well. And agriculture needs to encourage young people to be part of the industry and get involved and stay engaged. So we started having phone calls. They turned into meetings. And then at the 2004 ASTA Management Academy at Purdue University, I met three other new people into the industry. And we all had this shared vision together, and we put together the basic concept for what is today the Future Seed Executives Initiative.
As you already mentioned, this has been a 10-year project, and it's really cool to see how it's grown, and the young people are the future of the industry. Let's quickly talk about what you've seen change over the past 10 years and what Fuse has been able to help accomplish young people.
Yeah, I think the real big change is that seed companies in the industry are now using the Fuse programming as part of their normal onboarding process for new industry executives. And in the past, the large companies, they were doing it kind of in silos, their own organizations, and now they're engaging the industry as a whole. And for smaller companies, it's really invaluable because they don't have the same training infrastructure that a large company would have. And so now you have an opportunity to network with other young industry professionals, and you really get an opportunity to see the whole industry, not just the company that you work for.
Well, let's look down the next 10 years. What do you see Fuse going to do in the future?
Yeah, well, it's exciting that we're here at the 10th anniversary, and the changes that we may see in the next 10 years, I think, could be phenomenal. The organizing committee in 2004 was four people, and now it's over 20. So that additional training horsepower, I think, is really encouraging. I think, water rights, pollinators are some of the big issues of today. But what I think Fuse is really well positioned to do is to train these young executives for the challenges that we don't even see coming down the road. And there really wasn't a forum to develop that education in the past. Now there is. So whatever the challenges of the next 10 years are, I'm confident that through Fuse, the new people to the industry can really get a handle on it and have a full understanding of how it impacts their lives.
Well, thank you, Jim, for taking a few minutes to share with us and the world what you guys have done here at ASTA to really bring home the power of the young professional across the industry. Once again, talking with Jim Swigert, the founder of Fuse.